WWE Raw returns to the TD Garden Monday, July 9th. Tickets are on sale now at TD Garden Box Office and Ticketmaster.com. I'm joined on the phone right now by a member of the Raw roster, multi-time champion, WWE superstar Bobby Lashley. Bobby, how are you today?
Oh, I'm fantastic, man.
Excellent. Bobby, why did you return to the WWE a few months ago?
Unfinished business. There's a lot of different reasons. I mean, wrestling's in my blood. Once you get Sativa wrestling, you really can't get it out. WWE is, of course, the pinnacle. So, of course, I needed to get back, and I think that my game, everything about my wrestling ability has just, and in order to display it on the main stage, you have to be in the WWE. So I had to come back and really be able to go out there and prove myself.
So you talk about proving yourselves. Is one of your goals Brock Lesnar and getting a one-on-one match with him at some point, whether it be for the Universal Championship or otherwise?
Well, I mean, of course, since I'm on Raw right now, he is a Universal Champion. That is definitely something that I'd be more than interested in, actually trying and training and hoping to get. But then ever since I started the business, everybody's kind of compared Brock and I. So I think that that's a match that just needs to happen at some point in time. I mean, there's a couple different things. As far as proving myself, I'd like to be able to win that Universal title and say that I held that WWE World title outside of ECW. And then, of course, like with Brock, that matchup would be insane. So it just needs to happen.
Sean Grandy, voice of the Boston Celtics, former voice of MMA, wants to know, who do you think from the WWE locker room would be a suitable candidate to try and have success in the MMA?
That's something that I'm asked so often. I think everybody has an opportunity to. Of course, if you had a background before, if you had an athletic background before, actually a combat background before, it would give you a better opportunity. But most of the guys that are fighting in MMA right now don't. They don't necessarily have a wrestling background or boxing or anything like that. They just picked it up and trained for years and got to that point. If you're talking about somebody that can just hop right over and do it, of course they would have to. So you have like Chad Gable, he was an Olympian. I believe that he can go in there, and his work ethic, the guy is an animal and really working out. Authors of Pain, both of those guys, one guy is a kickboxing world champion and one guy is a multiple time wrestling champion. So both of those guys, and I believe one of them, or I know one of them, fought on Bellator for a while, so he could possibly do it. He just didn't have such a huge name that people kind of didn't do. But as far as like the other guys on the main roster, I think a lot of the guys have an opportunity to do it. Since I've been in the ring with some of these guys are just tough beyond what people actually know of. I mean, Seth Rollins, Samoa Joe, I think Samoa Joe would definitely be able to do it. Samoa Joe would be great in kickboxing. He's super aggressive and he's tough. Shelton Benjamin. I think there's a handful of guys that could possibly do it.
I talked about Brock Lesnar and the Universal Championship as kind of a longer term question for you. In the short term, you've got a match with Roman Reigns at Extreme Rules. What can you tell me about Bobby Lashley's preparation for a matchup with Roman Reigns?
It's maniac. I'm already resting up to get ready for my second workout. I mean, this is like everything for me right now. And then to have an opportunity to go against him, he's kind of the face of the company, and he has been for some time. So the fact that I get to wrestle him so soon and get to battle him so soon, I mean, the preparation is just like fam for a fight. You got to be prepared. I mean, we're sports entertainment, but we have to go out there. We have to be physically ready, and we have to have everything in tune to have a great match. And that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking to have a great match with him. Not necessarily has him as a stepping stone to get to Brock, but I know that's the guy that I need to beat in order to get to Brock. So I want to have a great match, and then I want to just show that I am better.
WrestleMania 23, April 1st, 2007, you defeated Umaga in the Battle of the Billionaires. Vince McMahon was in the corner of Umaga, and you had current president of the United States in your corner, President Trump. What was your experience like working with President Trump?
It was actually good. When we went out there, I mean, he knew it in wrestling, especially when there's so many moving parts like we had from Stone Cold Steve Austin as a referee, me and Umaga wrestling, Trump and Vince in there, Shane McMahon in there. I mean, there were so many moving parts and so many people had their responsibilities to make that match successful. And I remember him coming in. He wasn't the one that kind of like just started barging his way in and telling us how to do what we had to do. He just came in there and he said, hey, look, I want to make this match as amazing as it could be. So what can I do? And I thought that was really cool. He said, what can I do? So, of course, Vince and different people said, well, let's do this. And, you know, if we can do this. And he opened up doors for us that I don't think that we had before. And I think he brought so much notoriety to the match. So it was great all the way around.
If you look back historically, President Trump has been a wrestling fan for many, many years, hosted a couple of WrestleManias previous to that. How much did you enjoy being able to be part of a group that got to shave Vince McMahon's head? I mean, how many people get to torture the guy who signs their paychecks live on a pay-per-view and in front of 80,000 people?
You know, that itself was awesome. I tell you what, when I was doing it, when everything was going down, you know, you don't realize how huge something is at that time. Like, I never knew Donald Trump was going to be the president later. And then I didn't know, you know, it was going to be that huge because we were on the move. We're on the move. We're doing a lot of wrestling shows throughout the year. The one wrestling show, the wrestling mania is so much bigger. And the next day, we're on to Raw, and we kept moving on. So just being a part of history is just the biggest part of that. That's the match that's always going to be brought up when you talk about WrestleManias. Donald Trump because of the president, and then just Vince McMahon being in it. It was an amazing experience all the way across the board, and I'm truly grateful to have the opportunity to do it.
So a lot of things in wrestling right now are about connecting with the WWE Universe. How would you say your connection is right now with the WWE Universe?
I think that I use the word as role model. I think a lot of kids coming up are looking for that role model, not just somebody that's, hey, there's a star out there. I went through the trenches, and I came from absolutely nothing. And when my story is told, you'll see a guy that wasn't given anything. When I went fighting, I wasn't just given, hey, we're going to throw a ton of money at you, and you can just have people at your beck and call the train with you. No, I went out there to the trench. I flew to different camps. One of their humbling, shook hands from coaches, went out there and sparred with people. And coming from WWE, you know, people don't want to see you successful so much. So I went in there, and I had to battle all the way through. I went through the small organizations. I went to the big organizations. I proved myself as a legit MMA mixed martial artist. And then after that, you know, going through and just like fighting my way back, because there's not too many people that can go into professional sport at its highest level, leave, and then come back 10 years later at as good or better than you were before. And without hard work all the way through that, that's unattainable. So I'm just saying across the board is I look at myself as somebody that kids can look up to and then adults can look up to and say, look, this guy is living the dream, but he's put in the work in order to get there. And that's the biggest thing about me. I'm a workhorse. I train my butt off on a daily basis. I'm a father, a single father. My kids watch me train, watch me bust my butt, and they get to come to some of the shows and they can see me perform. So I just see myself as somebody that if you need somebody to look up to, I'm your guy.
One quick follow-up from an opening question when I asked you about your return to the WWE. How does that process work? Who calls Bobby Lashley and says, hey, we'd love to have you back in the company? And what is that conversation like, if you can share any details of it?
It was basically me on my hands and knees begging. No. What's that?
There's a joke there about your sisters, too, I think, but I'm not sure we want to go there.
Bobby's sister chant comes out every once in a while. It just cracks me up. But getting back to the WWE, it was, for me, what I had to do is, when I was first in WWE, I was a big guy throwing people around, power move. Okay, and then after that, when I left the WWE, I was like, look, I still enjoy professional wrestling. But some of the smaller guys would look at somebody like me and say, ooh, I want to wrestle you. They're like, oh, man, I'm going to get thrown in the room by that guy. So when I went into Impact, it was me proving myself on a daily basis to a lot of different people. I mean, I had matches with Austin Aries, I had matches with Jeff Hardy, Bobby Roode, Drew McIntyre. You know, I wrestled everyone. So in that time, you know, I wasn't out there just sitting back saying, man, I hope WWE picks me up. I hope they see me. I hope I can get back. It was, I'm going to prove myself across the board. I'm going to go out there and fight and show people that I have the balls to get inside a cage and fight at some of the highest levels. I'm going to show them what I can do in professional wrestling. I'm not a guy that just picks people up and throws people down. I'm a guy that can go in there and have great matches with a lot of different people. So I was showing these things every year for the past 10 years. And on top of that, keeping myself in peak physical shape. I'm not covering up. I don't need a T-shirt on to go wrestle or anything to cover myself up because I'm in shape. I bust my ass. So the results of what I've been doing are on TV. You can just look at me. I mean, so that whole time, it wasn't a case of me begging them or them looking for me. It was when the hand was ready to be shaken, they just had to look, you know, what has Bobby been doing this whole time? Look at this. So after the interest was there on both sides, it was basically a handshake after that. Let's make this happen.
WWE Raw returns to the TD Garden on Monday, July 9th. Tickets on sale right now at TD Garden Box Office and Ticketmaster.com. Bobby Lashley, thank you for your time today. Hopefully we'll get to see you and Brock kind of beat each other up a little bit in the future. I think a lot of fans would look forward to just a violent, violent match between you and Brock.
How about a violent match where Brock gets violent on and I stay completely clear of any kind of pain, bumps, or bruises?
Well, I think that works. I've seen a lot of Brock matches and I've seen a lot of your matches, and the physicality is there for both competitors. So physicality, but I guess in wrestling, it's safe physicality, but not safe physicality. Does that make any sense?
Absolutely. No, we're going all out. If that match comes, we're going all out. We're giving the fans 100% of everything that we have. So it is going to be brutal.
Bobby Lashley, thank you so much for the time today.
Thank you.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.